Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 26th, Thankful Tuesday. I am looking forward to a great day of Thanksgiving with family. I'm wondering what your plans are. Would love to hear from you. I can't wait for that cream corn that Wayne talked about in his sermon. But I am that one soul that does not like deviled eggs. So if you're with me, give me a shout out. In all seriousness, I want us to turn our attention to what we are really thankful for, whether it be a time to gather with family, or if your Thanksgiving is looking a little different this year, just opportunities to see God in all the small things around you. And so we will begin again today with a prayer of thanksgiving found in the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer. And as we pray, I ask that the Lord would help us to continue to cultivate a thankful heart. Will you pray with me? Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and for the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience, by which he overcame temptation, for his dying, through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, in all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. In the scriptures this week, we are reading passages that talk about God and nature. So we read Genesis 1 and 2, and today we're going to read a passage from Proverbs chapter 8 that speaks about wisdom's view of creation. In the Message paraphrase, it says this, "Lady Wisdom calls out." Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madame Insight raising her voice? She's taken her stand at First and Main, at the busiest intersection. Right in the city square, where the traffic is thickest, she shouts, "You! I'm talking to all of you, everyone out here on the streets. Listen, you idiots. Learn good sense. You blockheads, shape up. Don't miss a word of this. I'm telling you how to live well. I'm telling you how to live at your best. My mouth chews and savors and relishes truth. I can't stand the taste of evil. You'll only hear true and right words from my mouth. Not one syllable will be twisted or skewed. You'll recognize this as true, you with open minds. Truth-ready minds will see it at once. Prefer my life disciplines over chasing after money, and God knowledge over a lucrative career. For wisdom is better than all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil, whose ways I hate with a passion, pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to help live it out. With my help, leaders rule, and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern, along with all in legitimate authority. I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary, even a very big salary. The returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on Righteous Road. That's where I walk. At the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with life, armloads of life. God sovereignly made me the first, the basic, before He did anything else. I was brought into being a long time ago, well before Earth got its start. I arrived on the scene before ocean, yes, even before springs and rivers and lakes, before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape. I was already there, newborn. Long before God stretched out Earth's horizons and tended to the minute details of soil and weather and set sky firmly in place, I was there. When He mapped and gave borders to wild ocean, built a vast vault of heaven, and installed the fountains that fed ocean. When He drew a boundary for sea, posted a sign that says, "No trespassing," and then staked out Earth's foundations, I was right there with Him, making sure everything fit. Day after day, I was there with my joyful applause, always enjoying His company, delighted with the world of things and creatures, happily celebrating the human family. So, my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these my ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me, awake and ready for me each morning, alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life, to say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Proverbs chapter 8 is a poem about divine wisdom and how the wisdom of God has been with God from the very beginning, helping put creation into place and fixing things in nature. This can also be a foreshadowing of who Jesus is for us. He is divine wisdom come down to be with us, the Creator becoming the creation. And as it says towards the end of Proverbs 8, blessed is the man, blessed is the woman who listens to wisdom or listens to Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be, as it says in the next phrase, awake and ready for Jesus each morning, alert and responsive as we start our day's work. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in it that all wisdom comes from you. Each of us has something behind our eyes where we need your wisdom. We call out to you even now, asking for your watch care, for your divine courage, for help, for you to order our thoughts in a way that is in line with your spiritual fruit. Give us knowledge and give us a heart to serve you. And Lord, we pray over our brothers and sisters whose last names start with T. And we ask, Lord, this very same thing, that they might find wisdom and find real life, and that they might find their ultimate pleasure in you. And in that regard, we pray for the following families: Taylor, Templin, Terry, Thomas, Thompson, Thorne, Thrasher, Tinsley, Todd, Tolbert,
Toronto. Toach. Towery. Towns. Trammell. Tucker. Turner. And turnip seed. Thank you, Lord, for the lives and the people which these names represent. We thank you, Lord, for who they are. We ask your watch care upon them. Lead us in this day with a heart of gratitude. Show us things around us that you have done and given for our good and for your glory. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, the only wise King. Amen.